You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Nepal takes a TikTok timeout. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. A very good morning to you. Nepal just banned TikTok because the country says the content is bad for social harmony. It comes days after the country required social media firms to have liaison offices in the country. But Nepal isn't the only place to have banned the app. India and the US state of Montana have too. And some governments have even banned it from their devices. The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari has been following this story. So why has Nepal done this?
The Minister for Communications and Information Technology for Nepal has told our colleagues in BBC Nepali that the platform spreads malicious content. She added that the ban would come into effect immediately and telecom authorities have been directed to implement the decision. Now, a member of the opposition in Nepal has questioned the government's decision and to impose the ban and said that it was an attempt to curb the freedom of expression and that officials should focus on regulating the platform rather than implement these bans. TikTok has been under scrutiny from authorities around the world over concerns that data could be passed to the Chinese government. But with so many young people using it, it's got a billion monthly users, and many of them fall between the ages of 16 to 24. There are growing calls for more regulation around the content that appears on the app.
And what about TikTok's response?
TikTok says that it doesn't pass any data or information to the Chinese government. It didn't respond to the BBC's request for comment on this latest ban in Nepal. But TikTok's a little bit different from the other social media platforms like the Facebooks and the Instagrams, and mainly because of, as I mentioned, so many young people use it. I mean, not just that, TikTok seems to have had a large number of cyber crime cases over the last 4 years in Nepal, which is one of the reasons that the government has taken this quite drastic step. TikTok is one of the social media platforms that is not headquartered in the US, that doesn't come under the regulation of the US. It is Chinese owned. It's actually headquartered here in Singapore. And there's been growing concern around the content and the way that the business works and that data.
That was Saranjana Tiwari reporting. Now let's do the numbers. Apple's leading iPhone supplier Foxconn, based in Taiwan, reported an 11% jump in profits to $1.3 billion compared to this time last year. And the International Energy Agency says the oil market should return to surplus in early 2024. And that's even if Saudi Arabia extends its production cuts. Now, Tesla looks like it's gearing up to expand its business in India. Reports suggest the government there could lower high import tariffs on electric vehicles. The country's trade minister, Piyush Goyal, has been in California and says Tesla is also going to boost the volume of parts it imports from India. Here's the BBC's Archana Shukla.
Well, Tesla has been wanting to enter the Indian market and sell its battery-powered vehicles into the country and import them into the country. But there are very high custom duties and import duties for imported vehicles in India. And Tesla has been demanding for the last 2 to 2.5 years to the Indian government to cut and slash those import duties. Now, just to give you a perspective, for four-wheelers that cost more than $40,000, there is a custom duty of almost 100%. Now, that's a high import duty, and that is what Tesla has been wanting cut. The government, on the other side, has been wanting to promote and push local production, and that's why there are these high import tariffs. So for the last 2 to 2.5 years, there has been a back and forth between Tesla and the Indian government. Now, it seems reports suggest that the government is considering to cut some of these import duties. And this will not only benefit Tesla, it will also benefit other electric vehicle manufacturers who can import these vehicles into the Indian market.
Archana Shukla reporting. The world-famous Michelin Guide has dropped some of its restaurant recommendations for 2024, and it's increased its listings for Turkey. It added two new cities after it included restaurants in the Turkish city Istanbul for the first time last year. So what's that doing for the local economy? I spoke to the BBC's Victoria Craig in its capital, Ankara.
When you sort of put the country's economic situation in the mix, you know, certainly inflation running above 60% now is taking a bite out of local spending power. So I think there's a real focus on luring international visitors to the country and to these restaurants. And there's already been an impact. So Michelin came here, it first started rating restaurants this time last year. And I spoke to Fatih Tutak. He is the chef and owner of a restaurant called Turk in Istanbul. It's still Turkey's only two Michelin star restaurant. It retained both of its stars this year. For a little bit of context, it costs about $200 a person to experience the 10-course tasting menu that they offered there. And Chef Tutak acknowledged that not everyone, especially here, can afford it. He said some people, though, do save up to dine there. But he said that he's really noticed a big change in the kind of customers that are coming in the restaurant since being added to the Michelin Guide last year.
Our guest is very international right now. Of course, when we opened Turk in 2018, our clients were 85% was Turkish. After a year by year, it's become very international. We have from Asia, the United States, from Europe, from Africa, from North Russia, from everywhere, basically.
Because tourism dollars, it is a big part of the Turkish government's roadmap to economic turnaround, right?
Yeah, definitely. The economy was a huge issue for voters in the May election when President Erdogan won another term in office. And so they've been really focused on turning the economy around, getting inflation under control. And tourism plays a big part in this medium-term economic plan that the government has unveiled. You know, they want to extend the travel period both beyond the key summer tourist season and beyond the typical tourist cities. Part of that, the government says, it says explicitly that they want to target high income groups in markets, including the United States. And part of that, it acknowledges, requires a higher service quality, which many people who already travel to Turkey see as a big selling point, but also include, you know, better employment opportunities for people who work in the tourism sector, too. So all of this plays into the economic overhaul to get crucial foreign currency, dollars, euros, pounds into the country and, you know, benefit restaurants and those in the tourism sector as well.
Victoria Craig, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thanks very much.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.